This is What Does It Profit? And I'm your host, Dr. Dawn. Yep, we're in summer school. But let me tell you, it's not summer school for those who've failed. It's summer school for those who want to catch up and for those who want to get ahead. Every 2 weeks throughout the summer, we'll look back on lessons learned and be reminded of those who've been on the journey with us. Remember, season 3 was all about making change right where you are. Let's take a listen to Michelle Eisen, one of the original labor organizers from Starbucks in Buffalo, New York.
I knew they had a good reputation for, you know, how they treated their customers, what they thought about their community and the environment, and, you know, most importantly, how they treated their workers.
Remember, Michelle was telling us about why workers want to work at companies that brand themselves as socially conscious. But what does socially conscious mean in this situation? Let's crack open the books. School's now in session. Today, companies are increasingly being held responsible for not only the products and services they offer, but also the values they stand for. Being a socially conscious company means living up to a higher standard. This includes respect for employees, ethical business practices, environmental protection, support of local communities and their economies, as well as considering the impact of their decision-making on the environment and beyond. Take Starbucks, for example. As a leader in this movement, they've responded to criticism by introducing initiatives such as an ethical sourcing program and a commitment to reducing packaging waste. They also promote fair wages, healthcare benefits, and labor organizing within their stores. Or do they? There are two important terms you have to remember. First, greenwashing. That's when companies advertise themselves as environmentally friendly, without following through in any meaningful way. In Starbucks's case, there's another term at play, social washing. Social washing is similar to greenwashing, except it's when companies wrongfully try to market themselves as socially conscious. But you know, they don't actually support the values they espouse. In the end, it falls on the shareholders and customers of these companies to evaluate the claims they make and verify that their intentions are truly meaningful. Let's be real. These days, it's essential for companies to strive for social consciousness if they want to stay competitive in the market and remain true to their core values. They must go beyond words and invest. And it's up to consumers and shareholders alike to hold them accountable, giving them the tools, resources, and encouragement to take meaningful action rather than resorting to greenwashing or social washing. Ultimately, by fostering a culture of responsible business practices and investment in human rights initiatives, companies can create an environment where everyone, from employees to customers, can benefit. Okay, class dismissed. What Does It Profit is a production of the Solidarity Economy Workshop at Georgetown University. The show is hosted by me, Dr. Dawn Carpenter. Jordan Gaspare is our senior producer. Our engineer and designer is Mark Bush. Music for What Does It Profit was composed by Nick Pennington. And special thanks to our WDIP WEDIP Summer School interns, Luke McFadden and Abby Trevis. Support for WDIP Summer School is provided by the Kalmanovitz Initiative for Labor and the Working Poor at Georgetown University, and the Joan and Ralph Lane Center for Catholic Social Thought and Ignatian Tradition at the University of San Francisco. Until next time, you can engage with us on our show page on LinkedIn and learn more about us at whatdoesitprofitpodcast.com. And before I let you go, let me remind you to never stop asking yourself, in the work that you do, the things that you buy, and the investments that you make, what does it profit?